And if so many of these countries around the world are incapable of governing themselves, then it's time for us to just put the imperial hat back on to say, we're going to govern those countries if you're incapable of governing yourselves, because enough is enough. We're done being invaded.
Because our own national security risk is at stake.
Exactly.
National security interests are at stake.
You can say that about pretty much all of Africa. They're incapable of governing themselves and benefiting their citizens.
Eric Dimprince is an American businessman, a former U.S. Navy SEAL officer, and the founder of the private military company Blackwater. This man has made some quite astonished remarks about Africa and some other countries, which is quite shocking. Let's watch this video. I will be right back.
All this talk of illegal migration in Europe, in the United States, it ultimately comes down to a contest of what is governance. Who is governed? Which countries are governed well? And if so many of these countries around the world are incapable of governing themselves, then it's time for us to just put the imperial hat back on to say, we're going to govern those countries if you're incapable of governing yourselves, because enough is enough. We're done being invaded.
Because our own national security risk is at stake.
Exactly.
National security interests are at stake.
You can say that about pretty much all of Africa. They're incapable of governing themselves and benefiting their citizens, because the governments there are all about looting and pillaging and lining their pockets and going shopping in Paris instead of actually making their country
a better,
better
land. People on the left are going to watch this. They're going to say, wait a minute, Eric Prince is talking about being a colonialist again.
Absolutely. Yes. Enough. Because if you go to these countries and you see how they suffer under absolutely corrupt, made-up governments that are just criminal syndicates, the people of Africa, the people of Latin America, a lot of them deserve better. Now, some countries are really getting it together. Look at what El Salvador did. Bukele, murder capital of Latin America, he said, no more. Now, El Salvador is safer than Prince William County.
And he took
just
all
south
the,
of Washington, D.C. He put all the MS-13 guys
in prison.
Ecuador, about to do the same thing. New president there. The previous presidential candidate had been assassinated. But new guy gets elected. He announces he's contracted with the same building contractor that they built the prisons in El Salvador, going to build them in Ecuador. The prisoners there, the cartels revolt and try to take over the capital in Ecuador a couple weeks ago. So it's not all bad. There's some great governance.
I like Argentina.
God bless Milei. I mean, yes. So, but the countries that cannot fix themselves, particularly in Africa, the worst. It's time to think about other governance options, because they are clearly not capable of self-governance.
Or bringing the professionalism they need to capitalize
yes.
on their own natural resources.
And the most of all, stop the aid programs, which really only benefit the elites in those countries, to the detriment of the little guys.
Or it's benefiting China, right? Who's taking over building infrastructure.
Sure, because China doesn't care about the governance. They do black bag diplomacy, paying cash to the right people to get what they need signed, and they're on their way.